I want to talk about what's going on today, because there's a lot of criticism about Arsene Wenger and how his transfer policy is. I mean, it's gone down a little bit because of the fact they signed Skodran Mustafi from Valencia, and then Lucas Perez. So you look at them two and you say, okay, they've made the signings, but throughout the last few years, people have criticized him a lot in his faith in the youth system and the academy players. So what's your thoughts about that, and do you support how his transfer policy is?
You know, as a fan, you always want to see your team win.
Yeah.
And when you don't win, you feel disappointed. You feel angry. You feel sometimes even betrayed. So for that reason, I have to be very, very critical of his decisions, because he had many opportunities to bring in very good players. But on the flip side of that, you never really know what is the objective or the intentions of the club. Right. Because he's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
And the club has supported him over and over and over and over. Sometimes I feel as if he owns like part of the shares in the club.
Yeah, right.
You know, because if you're doing these things and you still have a head coach job,
yeah,
it says a lot. So my point is, you know, nonetheless of his decision, he's the person that's taken the blunt of it, because he's the face.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I'll continue to support them and hope that one day they can reign supreme again.
Right. You know, no, absolutely. And the biggest, you know, criticism on Wenger, not necessarily Wenger, but on Arsenal, and some of the reasons why they haven't let go of Wenger over the years, as we mentioned, it's been a while since they won the Premier League, is because who else are you going to get out there that's going to be as consistent as an Arsenal, as Arsene Wenger has been? He's been such, and people just see the finished product and what they see on the field. They don't see what goes on behind this. I know you can speak on this from experience as both a coach and a player. What goes on behind the scenes, developing your players. What Arsene Wenger was really known for was developing young talent. Players from the academy, you know what I mean? And it wasn't necessarily his fault that they just get injured every single season.
Yeah.
I don't know how he deals with that. I mean, I don't know how I would deal with that if I was in his shoes, because clearly you see the talent that he develops. Mm-hmm. And clearly the expectations are always high at Arsenal, not only being a big club, but because of they do have a great academy system. And some people talk about how they tie in to the Arsenal injuries, Arsene Wenger's training tactics. And some people, there were reports out there saying that his training was too brutal on those players, and that's the reason they were getting injured in games, and that's what set them back.
The only thing I just want to
go ahead,
that, when you talked about the injuries, I think a lot of fans' issues with Arsene Wenger is he talks about the squad depth. He's saying if we had a deeper squad, none of these injuries, because we're overplaying them into the FA Cup rounds, into the Champions League. So it's extra games on the players.
Yep.
So I understand the fans' aspect towards that.
Right. Absolutely. But as I mentioned, like, it's hard to find those Alex Ferguson types. They're going to stay there for 20-plus years. And if people don't remember this, Alex Ferguson's first couple years at Man U were dreadful. They were horrible. And then
he rebuilt his squad.
Right.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Right. So that's what was able to allow him to have so much success down there at Old Trafford. It was the fact that he was able to develop his team. He had confidence from the front office.
Exactly.
That his job security was safe and that he'd be there for a number of years. And so you don't see that often nowadays. And we talk about, like, the Jose Mourinhos of the world, who basically switch clubs every three seasons or so. And although he's one of the greatest managers to ever do it already in such a short stint, Pep Guardiola, you see him kind of turning into that type of manager where he likes to after he left Barcelona, stay at clubs for a couple seasons, win a couple trophies, and move on to new challenges and new heights. So let's tie in that to what's going on in the EPL today. Obviously, the Premier League had a down year last year, with some of the big teams failing to even make the top four. such as Manchester United, Chelsea, Liverpool. Man City struggled, yep, Liverpool struggled. But you've seen a new sense of excitement and joy in the Premier League this season with the number of managers. We talk about Conte going from the Italian national team to Chelsea, Pep Guardiola going from Bayern Munich to Manchester City, Jose Mourinho getting fired, let go from Chelsea, then stabbing them in the back by signing with Manchester United, their rivals, and Jurgen Klopp, you know, going from Dortmund to Liverpool.
And then let's not forget Leicester, Claudio Ranieri.
Yeah, there you go. Claudio Ranieri. Yeah. And obviously the big teams, they've been able to achieve up at this point. The first three games of the season have been really well, especially for the big clubs that struggled last year. Chelsea, Man City, Man United, they've all won all three of their first games. Mm-hmm. So have you sensed that? And what's your thoughts and feelings on that new sense of excitement with the top managers in the world, all in the Premier League?
You know, I'll touch a little bit on last season first. Mm-hmm. Last season, it was a very difficult time for the Barclays Premier League.
Right.
Because you looked at what happened with Chelsea. His player, he felt as if his players betrayed him.
Yep.
Liverpool got a new manager in Jurgen Klopp.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester United still had Van Gaal, who was pretty much also had the feeling that he was being betrayed and undermined by his players. And the league last year was up for grabs.
Yeah.
I felt as if that was the year when Arsene Wenger could have...
I know we talked about that all season. You know, it was their year. It was set up for them to win it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that you look at Jurgen Klopp, who is now settled with Liverpool,
mm-hmm.
Claudio, who is now reasonably confident, Jose Mourinho, who is now motivated to the highest level because he wants to win the league at any cost possible.
Right.
Pep Guardiola, who also is quite motivated because there's rumors out there that he was also being undermined at Bayern Munich, which is the reason why he left.
Mm-hmm.
And there's rumors also but there's talks that's out there that he can't live up to what he did at Barcelona. So he's out there to prove. So the league now has not only the best coaches in the world, but by name, but all of them have a sense of upliftment, a sense of confidence, of motivation. They really, really, really want to prove something, and they have to, because what Jose did with Chelsea back in the 2000s, that was incredible. What he did. That was really good. But that was back then.
And if people don't remember, when he came to Chelsea, going from Porto, winning the Champions League, upsetting Sir Alex Ferguson's company. Right. We know what he said afterwards, that they were playing dirty. That's just the type of guy he is.
Yeah.
He loved being the underdog, and I loved him in that underdog role.
Yeah.
So when he went to Chelsea, people thought that, Chelsea's a big club. Mm-hmm. Although they still were a big club, they hadn't won a league title in 55 years prior to his appointment.
That's right.
So not only did he win the league that year, he won the league the next year, back to back. So he was already a legend there.
Yeah.
So that's when his greatness to me got cemented.
No, absolutely. So now I look at the players they start bringing in. I look at the coaches. I mean, you look at the top seven teams in the league: Tottenham. You look at Liverpool. You look at Chelsea, Man City, Man United, Arsenal, Leicester. Mm-hmm. I mean, the league is now probably at all-time highest.
Yes.
Competitiveness with players and with coaches. Yeah. We've seen some ridiculously high transfer fees.
Mm-hmm.
Pogba now becoming the highest transfer in the world.
Right.
And it's irony that that was the club that let him go.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he wasn't quite ready at that point in time, and now they had to spend 5, 6, 7, 8 times more
exactly
to bring him back. So he also was out to prove something as well.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah.
To see how it's going to unfold. I haven't been able to catch up to much games.
Right.
But
luckily, it's an international break, so you get a little bit of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm looking forward. To be quite honest with you, I can't pick a team right now that's going to win the title.
Yeah.
It's just there's so many top dogs, so many top players, so many you know, and it's difficult.
It is tough, as you mentioned. you know, when I look at Chelsea and Conte, he's still getting used to implementing their style. And obviously they got Conte from Leicester City. He was like the backbone. He was like the central defensive holding mid. Mm-hmm. That Makélélé, that Patrick Vieira type of player. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the most crucial player for a Conte system. They've been winning late games. Diego Costa game-saving goals and, you know, the last few minutes of games. But when I look at it, you know, you mentioned the guy, Jose Mourinho. And what scares me the most about Jose Mourinho, and I think the reason why he got let go and the reason why he had a terrible stint in his last season, when they won the league and coming off of that, is mm-hmm. I think that Mourinho is at his best when he's at an underdog role, when the world is doubting him. We saw that at Porto. We saw that Inter Milan, winning a treble there when it mm-hmm. never mm-hmm. happened in history.
Yep.
All right? And so now I think Chelsea did the worst thing they could have possibly done to not only themselves but to the Premier League as a whole, because nothing scares me more than a motivated Jose Mourinho. Mm-hmm. When he's motivated